A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Dave and DeGenevieve have inside sources.
Okay, I'm hoping that Boyd has run into studio with an announcement to make in the Pennsylvania Senate race. Dave, you and I launched this conversation last week, and I don't think we have a winner yet.
Boring. I mean, it's supposed to, like, when it's this close, it's supposed to be exciting. We're supposed to be at the end of our seats. Like, well, there's another day of no winner.
So it's really between two people right now. Dr. Mehmet Oz, who rose to fame thanks to Oprah on her show quite frequently. Here was Dr. Oz after primary night.
When all the votes are tallied, I am confident we will win.
That was Dr. Oz, but remember, Boyd Stradamus said it was not Dr. Oz that was going to walk away with this one. It was going to be David McCormick.
He was a former CEO, hedge fund, CEO at a hedge fund. I think he's retired now. Dave ran into the newsroom today, Boyd, and said McCormick is suing. He's filing a lawsuit over a recount. So did you just bring us the latest and bring us up to date on the drama there in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so currently it's about 980-something votes between those two.
I'd say that again.
982-ish, I think, is where they are. It's super close.
And it's like a million people that voted,
yeah,
right?
It was a huge turnout. And what McCormick is suing over is some of those that came in that didn't have a correct stamp from the post office in terms of what came in. That there's a few other little pockets of people who were early voters. And then there was also the one county that had about 10,000 votes that were mismarked. They couldn't be read by the computer. So he's suing to make sure that each of those get counted. And I actually think that's where he will make up the difference. So I think
you do think he's going to make the difference.
I do think he will make up the difference in the end.
How many votes or how many ballots are we talking about?
So there's still thousands that are out there, and then because of the rules in Pennsylvania, they will go to a recount because the margin is going to be that tight. So everything will be recounted. So we're still a little ways away from this one actually playing out. But the interesting thing to me is of course this was another one of those proxy wars between former President Trump and everybody else, and where's the real pull of the party? And remember, last week we talked about this in terms of endorsements are not the deal. And I always tell campaigns, if you're talking about endorsements, if you're talking about debates, you're losing. And it's really interesting. I know that surprised you, Debbie, when I threw that out there. But here's the numbers. The numbers don't lie. No candidate that has been endorsed by President Trump has gotten more than 33% of the Republican primary vote. So even go back to Ohio, okay. J.D. Vance, everyone said, oh, President Trump made all the difference in that. No, $2 million from Peter Thiel's foundations made a whole lot of difference in that race. But he got to 32.5%. Mehmet Oz, 31.5%. And so you go through a lot of those, and it is not the endorsement. The people who are winning, remembering that politics is never about what was or what is, it's always about what's next. And those that are following that model and saying, this is what I'm for, we know what we're against. This is what I'm for. This is my vision of where we're going. Get on this train, it's leaving the station. Those are the folks that are actually winning in these primaries.
Let's just take a step back from the X's and O's of primary election night and remind our listeners who may just be tuning into this conversation, be like, Trump, Oz, what, huh? Get it. It's a lot to follow, and Pennsylvania is like 3,000 miles away. But there's a reason why we talk about Pennsylvania. It is important. Boyd, we're going to touch on that in just a moment. But also, if you missed it, former President Trump endorsed Dr. Oz to represent the state of Pennsylvania as our next senator.
I know him very well.
He's never, ever going to let you down. He's a strong guy. He's a smart gentleman, and he loves the Commonwealth very much, and he loves our country.
He's talking from the bottom of a tuna can there, but the point was is that he'd gone on the campaign trail in favor of Dr. Oz.
Yeah, that's right. And again, those that are closely connected to President Trump, they are a very firm base, but they're a very small, but they're very vocal base, but they're not as large as everyone is trying to make it out to be, both on the left and the right. The left is trying to make 2022 all about the former president. I think they're making a mistake in doing that. Some on the right are trying to make it all about the former president. They're making a mistake. One really interesting vote today in Alabama, Mo Brooks is up for election there, member of Congress. He was initially endorsed by former President Trump, and then former President Trump withdrew his endorsement, and Mo Brooks is surging. I guarantee you he will at least make it into a runoff today if he doesn't win outright. But so there are some very interesting counter trends going on. And again, the big mistake is to make this all about President Biden and his. He's got some interesting endorsements on the line today in the state of Texas. Two Democrats going head to head. Cisneros is the very liberal candidate. President Biden is with the other representative, Cooler. And that's going to be an interesting one to see. Does the progressive wing of the party overrule the endorsement of a sitting president? So the Democrats have some interesting things to look at today as well.
I think when we are following these primaries, Boyd, remind us when we're looking at the primaries, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, what are they searching for? Are they really searching for a candidate that has the best chance to win in November, or do they get kind of caught up in the moment and look for their ideological, you know, twin?
Yeah, you have to look. Primary voters are definitely deeper dive voters, so they're not going to go just by the headlines, and they're pretty committed. If you're going to show up to vote late in June, when there's so many other things going on in your world, that's a pretty committed voter, and so they do tend to do a little more of the research. They do tend to get past the headline a little bit. There's always the debate of electability. We'll see that in Georgia today as well. Herschel Walker, Heisman Trophy winner,
yeah.
He will win that primary today. How electable will he be in a general election come fall? Don't know. And so a lot of it is looking at that. Also,
sure,
in Georgia
has name recognition.
Has big time name
Sorry
recognition.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to say also in Georgia, the governor's race in Georgia is also one of those big battles. You have the current Governor Kemp, and then you have David Perdue, former senator, who was endorsed by President Trump. And my guess on that one, I think Kemp is going to win that. So here's really interesting. Vice President Pence has endorsed.
I saw that too.
Mr. Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump has endorsed Perdue, and I bet Perdue will lose by, I'm going to say, 24 points. I think it's going to be a blowout.
Okay, so promise us back tomorrow with a scorecard.
We'll
how
get the
this
scorecard.
All shook out for the endorsements, or if it didn't shake out for the endorsements.
Yeah.
30 seconds, Boyd. Yeah. Remind our listeners why we're paying attention to that Senate race in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, all of these races matter because they in a Senate that is 50-50, divided equally, every single seat matters. And so we do have to look at these and see how this is going to play out, whether President Biden will have a majority that he'll be able to move his agenda forward on, or whether the Republicans take back control of the Senate and the House. So all of that's going to impact policy. And it's why all of us, and of course we have our own primary elections coming up here in the state of Utah, and we all need to engage. We all need to lean in. We all need to ask of candidates, tell me what you're for. Give me a vision of where you're going and why this matters to me. What are you going to do when you're there? When you're on the floor of the House or the Senate, what are you going to do that's going to impact the state? Those are questions we ought to be getting to as primary voters, especially here in the state of Utah.
Boyd Matheson and Inside Sources, starting at 1, goes until 3.
Thanks, Boyd. A straight ahead, important conversation for new moms and dads. We know that a shipment of baby formula from overseas has landed in Indianapolis, and Dave and I tried to figure out yesterday when it was going to end up in the mouths of Utah babies. And then also asking the question straight ahead, is there a difference in formula that's made from foreign countries compared to baby formula made in the U.S.? We've got a doctor calling in straight ahead.
And
Dujanovic.
Start your mornings productively with important updates on breaking news,
traffic, and reliable weather.
You'll get it all on KSL from 5 to 9 with Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.